are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been following the story of these two third graders where one third grader had come to school with a gun and accidentally shot another. It looks like the little girl who was shot, the 8-year-old, is still in critical condition in the hospital. But the boy has been charged. Actually, child's charges have been filed against the 9-year-old boy. Now, let me see if they've released his name. I don't think they did. I'm looking at this right now. The little boy, they say, was crying and wearing an orange jail jumpsuit. And the boy appeared before a juvenile judge, okay, who will ultimately determine whether the third grader will face criminal charges in the school shooting. His bail was set at $50,000. I'm looking at this kid right now. It's just a cute little kid. Cute little happy kid, right? Apparently, a capacity hearing will be held in 2 weeks to determine if the charges will ultimately proceed. Under state law, children between 9 and 12 years old can face charges if a court determines the child has a capacity to understand that the act is wrong. Like I said, you have a little kid sitting in an orange jumpsuit, just sitting there crying. Now, the boy's father, Jason Cochran, said, "I just want everyone to know that my kid made a mistake. It was a terrible mistake. If the bail is met, the boy will be released to his uncle and placed under house arrest." The uncle actually is the boy's legal guardian. They aren't explaining why. Patrick Cochran is the boy's legal guardian. He sat next to the son, next to the kid. He said he's a good kid. That's all I can say. Apparently, the boy had brought a .45 caliber handgun he got from his mother's house to the school in Bremerton yesterday. And then the weapon discharged in his backpack, they say accidentally, just before classes let out. Shot a girl in the arm. It did go through, from what I understand, into her upper torso, but missed vital organs. And again, because if they deemed that he knew what he was doing was wrong, bringing a gun to school, playing around with it, he could be charged. Now, from what I understand here, the girl will likely be at the hospital for several weeks. She was sedated and on a ventilator, but has been able to wake up and talk to her parents. The bullet hit her abdomen and arm. Again, a cute little girl, too. It blows my mind that something like this could happen. And, again, you know, how did the kid get the gun? What were the parents doing? Why wasn't the gun locked up? It just absolutely stuns us. All right. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. A lot of headlines that I want to get to. You know, but interesting stuff. They got this new laser surgery that could hopefully help cure cataracts, which is pretty cool. Also, I guess they're teaching us some self-defense on Fox that I'd like to kind of run by you guys. I think it makes a lot of common sense, but I want to run it by you all. And then, of course, human nature. Are we destined to be mean or cruel, or are we actually supposed to be all nice, right? And are we supposed to be lovey-dovey? Well, apparently scientists think we're supposed to be lovey-dovey. So, and we are going to talk about your workstation, how dirty it is, and how you may need to take proper precautions to avoid getting sick, especially since flu season is now in full force. But, of course, I want to hear from you. We are live right now between 8 and 11 p.m. Central, between 6 and 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern. So call in with any questions, any comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. All right. So email here writes, "Dr. Dahlia, what is wine supposed to do for your heart?" Well, red wine, okay? It's red wine versus white wine. Red wine supposedly is supposed to be healthier because of the resveratrol. Remember we talked about grapes and some of the vitamins underneath the skin, the resveratrol. The resveratrol has been shown to help reduce cholesterol. It's supposed to prevent diabetes. It's been shown to prevent obesity, which, of course, you know, can lead to a stroke and heart disease. It's supposed to decrease inflammation. Remember, inflammation is a biggie. When we talk about heart attacks and heart disease, we want to decrease inflammation. This is why there's a link with periodontal disease and heart disease. Because if you have inflamed gums, the inflammation could trigger issues with your heart. Or the bacteria from the gums could travel along the bloodstream, go to your heart, cause inflammation as well. So you want anti-inflammation. Now, that doesn't mean you run to the store and you start getting anti-inflammatories. But the resveratrol, they believe in red wine, decreases inflammation and then, therefore, decreases clotting. And because it decreases inflammation and decreases clotting, it's supposed to protect the lining of your blood vessels. Because remember, if you have an issue with your blood vessel or an intimal tear, or a clot that breaks off, any damage, you immediately make a clot. I should say a plaque that breaks off, some of the coronary plaquing that you get. So as soon as you get a break off, your body makes an immediate clot. So people that drink red wine have been shown to have less heart disease. But still, we still don't have cardiologists say, go and drink the wine. And the reason why is every now and then we get studies saying, well, alcohol is linked to cancer. Alcohol is linked to throat cancer. Alcohol is linked to cancer of the mouth. Alcohol puts you at risk for pancreatic issues. And so alcohol can actually put you at risk for diabetes depending on how much you drink. So we still don't have a unanimous vote by the medical society on what to do. So, you know, and we watch the French really closely because the French seem to be the most healthy, you know, I mean, and responding the best to their wine. So, you know, we watch them. And we're like, maybe we should do that too. But no, nobody's going out on a limb and telling us to do it yet. Because again, the liability. Somebody ends up getting throat cancer or mouth cancer later, even though most cases are caused by HPV, the HPV virus. But again, a doctor says go and drink the wine, they could get sued. So, you know, it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. But honestly, the whole deal with this wine is the resveratrol. Now, again, there still needs to be a lot of, a lot more studies on it. You know, many people are saying, well, let me just pop this resveratrol. I'll avoid alcohol. Let me take resveratrol pills. Again, though, you know, when you make a pill of something that isn't, you know, that happens naturally, you have to unnaturally package it. And the unnatural packaging could have issues that haven't been studied. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am looking at a very mean-looking spider. And the reason why is research today showed that if you have a fear of spiders, like I do, arachnophobia, you will think the spider is bigger than it really is. Really? Okay, I am sorry. The tiniest spider bothers me. Now, they say the irrational fear of spiders, irrational, huh? See, they think we're irrational. You hear that, ladies? Look, guys are scared of spiders, too. You get bit by a spider once, and the infection starts to take up your whole leg like it did with me, you'll have a fear, too, and it's not going to be irrational. Let me just say that. They say the irrational fear of spiders is believed to affect as many as half of women and girls, and up to 1 in 6 males. The latest finding is explained why many sufferers hold out their arms shrieking, "It was this big," when the reality of the situation turns out that it was just a little tiny spider. Apparently, this is going to be published in the Journal of Anxiety Disorders. Again, not something I have on the back of my toilet seat to read. I'm sure it's an interesting read. They say there's going to be a better grasp of how a phobia accepts perception of feared objects as doctors design more effective remedies. They say, this is psychologist Professor Michael Vassy, of Ohio State University, said if one is afraid of spiders, and by virtue of being afraid of spiders, one tends to perceive spiders as bigger than they really are, that may feed the fear, foster the fear, and make it more difficult to overcome. Thank you. Apparently, they looked at 57 people with spider phobia, asked them to undergo 5 encounters with live tarantulas in uncovered glass tanks. The more afraid they rated in anxiety scores, the bigger they described the hairy beasts, which span from 1 to 6 inches. Okay, they better pay these people good. Nobody would let me touch a tarantula. Don't they chomp on you? Everybody says, oh, tarantula's not poisonous. Yeah, but they just chomp, and they eat and chomp. I'd be just probably fainting or seizing. The volunteers were studied over a period of 8 weeks, began their encounters 12 feet from the tank, and were asked to approach the spider. Once they were standing next to the spider, they had to guide the spider around by touching it with an 8-inch probe and then a shorter one. Throughout their ordeal, they reported how afraid they were feeling on a scale of 1 to 100. Afterwards, they did some self-report measures, and they estimated the size of the spiders by drawing a single line on an index card, indicating the length between the tips of its front and back legs. I'd say this index card ain't big enough. Sorry. Get me a big poster board. All right. So anyway, I guess, you know, the more afraid you are, the more you're going to think the spider is bigger. But you want to know what? This is the same concept. I got to get rid of this. I'm going to have nightmares. I got to get rid of the spider picture. Don't get it out. Get it out. There. All right. You know, the same concept relates to people with pain. You know, if you have been in pain, your concept of the pain is a lot more than if you weren't expecting it. You know how you're just, you know, going to the stove and then, you know, you burn yourself, but you don't realize you burned yourself till a few seconds. You know, it's almost like if I didn't look at it, I wouldn't have known, because it takes a while for the pain receptors to get to the brain and then for you to look and then for you to realize and it hurt, etc. You know, so if you're not expecting something, right, it's a lot more mild than if you're being tortured and told, put your hand in the flame, put your hand in the flame. The psychological process, it's so powerful. You know, what's interesting is I'll be thinking that I grab something that's sweet to drink, right? And let's say my husband's drinking unsweetened iced tea. And I will actually, for the first few minutes, still think I'm drinking the lemonade or apple juice I was drinking until I realize the taste receptors. You know, it is amazing how your brain, for that second or two, has the power to make you think you're doing something completely opposite of what you're doing. All right. So now let's move on with pain to massage. Now, we have been for years trying to determine if massage is better than pain pills. And one study actually thinks it is. One study thinks that you get more therapeutic effect from massage than actually taking anti-inflammatories. Now, this is some interesting stuff. I'm a huge, huge fan of massage. I'm a huge fan of non-pill form to address a lot of orthopedic and musculoskeletal issues. I think many of us that start getting addicted to pain medicines is because we never really utilize all the complementary medicine out there. We never utilize chiropractic or massage or physical therapy or ice therapy. You know, we've been talking about how ice, you know, applying ice and cold as soon as you injure yourself is extremely effective. You know, you can't put, you know, we always think, oh, well, heat relaxes muscle. It does, but you don't put heat on right away. You're supposed to put ice on because you want to decrease inflammation. Remember, you tear a lot of your muscle fibers. Like, let's say you exercise vigorously. You'll have many tears in your muscle, so it leads to inflammation. And again, here we go with inflammation again. Inflammation's bad. All right, so, you know, we tell you to ice it. Yeah, there's anti-inflammatory drugs, but they say that people who received massage, and this is a study published in the Science of Translational Medicine, found that people who received massage had reduced the level of cytokines. And cytokines will go up when you're inflamed. And what they also noticed, which is kind of cool, is that massage could enhance your mitochondrial function. Now, making new mitochondria, which is your energy-producing units in the cells, the mitochondria, kind of like your battery, promotes faster recovery from exercise-induced muscle damage. So when you do a heavy workout and you're sore, you get the massage. This is something we've been doing for centuries, massage. Instead, many people go and pop the pills. Now, again, I don't have a problem with medications. I don't have a problem with pharmaceuticals. But I just think they're overused. when there's other things at your fingertips that you could use. Now, yes, you know, if you have an injury, absolutely, you know, anti-inflammatories we recommend all the time in the medical arena. You know, and sometimes if you have a certain amount of damage, we don't want somebody doing deep tissue massage. But we have found time and time again, it stimulates circulation, it decreases inflammation, it promotes mitochondria. It's an amazing therapeutic event that many of us ignore. Now, why do we ignore it? Well, insurance doesn't pay. I mean, you know, massages can be expensive. I remember my husband, for my birthday once, I guess, got me a massage. And I got to go to a spa, and I really couldn't stand it. I mean, one, I'm ticklish, especially in the feet. Two, I didn't like the fact that you had to get completely undressed. I really didn't like that. And three, I have tender spots, you know. I think it's because I have very mild fibromyalgia. You have these tender spots in your neck. You know, when somebody comes up to you and tries to massage, you're like, ow, 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 you know, because you got that tender spot. Right, well, if you have a certain amount of them, that could be pathognomonic for you having fibromyalgia. And I get achy at times. Luckily, I don't suffer with it like many people do. But the massage hurt. It hurt really badly. I mean, luckily, my husband is chiropractic, so if I'm ever, you know, feeling a little achy, I can have him do it. But I hate deep massage. It hurts. But, you know, once you can get over that, I think you'll probably end up liking it. So, yeah. Oh, all right. And remember, guys, you ice. You don't go to heat as soon as you hurt yourself. You ice. Very important. Okay, let's talk about this new laser surgery to help cure cataracts. Apparently, usually what we do when we want to fix your cataracts, which is basically your clouded lens in your eye, you get it as you age, and then we need to remove the lens, put a new one in. That gets cloudy, but we could use a laser on the second one. Well, many people don't want to go through the process the first time. You still have to, but they've come up with a cooler way to do it. Now, the standard cataract surgery, which most of you have probably had, if you've had it or your family members have had, is they cut the eye with the blade, remove the affected lens, usually like with an ultrasound device, put the new blade in, and you're done. Now they have a laser surgery where they use a little special device called a femtosecond laser that makes the incision into the eye, open up to the lens, then divides the lens into small quadrants. Then it basically takes out the major steps that you had to have done manually, where somebody manually cut, you know, the eye. The laser does it. You know, LASIK, it's not a doctor doing it, it's a machine. The machine is, you know, making the incision in your cornea. We're putting a lot of trust in these machines, but it works. I love my LASIK. So, you know, they say it's more accurate, it's more precise. An 80-year-old man, Mike Musiker, is extremely happy with his. Apparently, he had a surgery done in Long Island, and he is happy. People, when they get their lens taken out, cataract lens, they say it's like you've been driving with a dirty window, and you finally went through a car wash. I mean, it's supposedly that amazing. All right, guys, we're coming up on break. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call in with any medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you could email us at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow us on Twitter. Oh, you can email us at drdahlia.com, but our Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. Also, you can listen to the show 24/7. Any shows you miss on my website, at drdahlia.com. Okay, we talked about in the previous show how Google is accessing your web search history. And we talked about this for the first 2 hours, and it looks like some breaking news where Google will actually now offer a do not track button. What was a big hoopla today is as of March 1, you weren't going to be able to opt out of Google giving your web history information to other companies. And whether you surfed the Dr. Dahlia Show website, whether you surfed Wikipedia, whether you surfed porn, that information was going to go into a database that Google could give to advertisers. So if you started getting a lot of voyeuristic type products and coupons sent to you, other family members could raise an eyebrow going, wait a second, why are they sending this to you if all you do is use internet to, you know, do your QuickBooks or whatnot. So a lot of privacy issues. And I guess we just found out that Google will actually give a do not track button so you can hit that and then they can't use your information. And I think that's definitely reasonable. Because, honestly, we want our privacy, you know? Whatever we want to look at, we want to look at. And I don't want advertisers. I mean, I understand we're in a very poor economy. They even said the Tooth Fairy. The Tooth Fairy is getting hit with the economy. They say now the average payment you get per tooth is down to $2.10. I know, we got dimes when we were kids, right? If that. Yeah, now, I mean, kids are probably getting $5, $20 a tooth. Then you got the kids making nothing. But they say right now the average is about $2.10 a tooth. So even the Tooth Fairy is hurting. But I understand people are hurting. And so advertisers want to get the word out there. You know, I mean, you know, people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do you get your show out there? How do people know? Well, I don't really do advertising because the show plays on affiliates. It plays on XM, GCN gets my show out there. But it's all about marketing and advertising. And you can't sleep on that job. You have to always market. You always have to promote. Now, that's very difficult for somebody like me. Oh, I really never, I know how to market. I actually did have a marketing job while I was going through school. I like marketing. I have a knack for doing it, but I just don't want to. All right. I think, you know, doctors that have to market themselves, I think, you know, sometimes it doesn't, you know, put you in the best light. You know, people think, oh, well, you're just trying to sell me stuff. I mean, I have such a difficult time as a doctor trying to convince you to take your cholesterol medicine or take your blood pressure medicine or to come back to get the blood checked or to get the mammogram or to get your prostate checked or to get the colonoscopy. I don't make money on any of that. And I have to sit here day after day after day to try to convince you to take care of yourself. So, no, I don't really sell products in my office. I'm not trying to sell anything. Same thing when I went on to radio, when I started radio, the whole purpose of my going on radio is when the recession started to hit, I figured it'd be a great public service in town to answer people's medical questions. I would go on air, actually paid for airtime, and I would once a week just answer people's medical questions. Right? You just ask away. That's what I'm here for. Thought it was a great community service. You know, you don't really make money in radio. You know, and then later it just turned into a show. We did 5 days a week, and then it went regional, then it went national. We went on XM, then Genesis Communications Network took us and caused, you know, basically I was a child, and then they helped me go through puberty, and now I'm post-pubescent, thanks to Genesis Communications Network. And Donovan, who've been working the dial. See, thank you, Donovan. Donovan's probably really, really excited to know that he was a part of the show's puberty. So, you know, it... But it's, you know, so, you know, to have to sell something, it's just really, really frustrating. And I feel like I'm always selling good health. I don't want to sell. I don't like that idea. I just want everybody to take care of themselves. And I need, but I think it's your education. I mean, you know, people are like, all right, Dahlia, why should I buy a medication and be on it for life? You know, it looks like you're trying to convince a person, you're trying to sell, you know, no, you're educating. But it sounds like a sales pitch. It sounds like a sales pitch for the pharmaceutical company a lot of times. Well, you need to take this Lipitor or the Crestor because it does this. And, you know, sometimes us doctors are really tired of it. We're really, really tired of it. You know, I mean, we probably do more quote-unquote marketing and receive nothing for it than any other company out there. You know, if you really think about it, you know, people, they market, they put ads out there on radio, ads out there on TV, ads on Facebook. Now these ads that, you know, Google is going to help advertisers, you know, use and do. And, you know, we probably all day long are trying to push our patients and convince you of why you have to do something for your health. And we don't benefit from that. Now, you may actually get a secondary or third or tertiary benefit by the patient going, you know, the doctor spent time with me. The doctor explained why my thyroid nodule has to be biopsied. They explained why this cancer treatment may be best for me. And that's where we get our satisfaction, knowing that we, you know, helped you understand what's going on with your body so you can make an educated decision. And, you know, that part is enjoyable. But I just sometimes am so exhausted by what we have to do. and, you know, the marketing. So how do I market my show? I don't have time. I don't know how. I just hope it's a good product. And again, I just want people to have fun and learn and be educated, and that's it. You know, but yes, it does help. If your city does not play the Dr. Dahlia show, help me out a little bit. Call your station up and say, look, you know, Dr. Dahlia blabs and blabs and talks and blabs, but every now and then something good comes out of it. Tell your station that, and the Genesis Communications Network will hopefully bring the Dr. Dahlia show to your station. Okay, so what could you do to make your computer station, workstation, flu-free? Now, Kim Commando gave us this information. I love Kim Commando. She actually precedes my show on KDWN in Las Vegas. Honestly, I actually owe a lot of my success to being able to follow her. Her show is so popular that when I first started 3 years ago, my show was able to follow hers. I was able to get amazing recognition and access to listeners. But anyway, she says, number one, you need to attack the germy keyboard and mouse so you don't get the flu. If they're wireless, shut them off, remove the batteries, and start cleaning them. You need to use bleach-free wipes to clean and disinfect the keyboard and the mouse. Go over the accessories again with a dry and soft lint-free cloth. You got to avoid moisture getting into the openings. She says never use spray cleaners or spray disinfectants. If a wipe is very damp, you got to squeeze it out to remove the liquid, of course. You don't want to get water in there. You got to avoid paper and cloth towels because the lint could be harmful. They say if you have a laptop, clean off the internal keyboard and trackpad the same way using the wipes. Don't forget to shut down the computer and unplug the power supply. We don't want you to, you know, get shocked. To clean a desktop computer, shut it down and unplug the power cord. Disconnect peripherals. Use the wipe to go over the plastic and the metal surfaces. The display, use a soft, damp, lint-free cloth. For keyboards, could be swabbed again with the wipe. They say several studies have reported that it is even germier than a toilet. We know that. They say place a bottle of alcohol-based hand sanitizer and tissues next to your computer and use them frequently. Hey, now, see, I like her. She's smart. Then, of course, frequent hand washing. Thank you, Kim Commando. Absolutely. Frequent hand washing. You know, and honestly, you touch other people's workstations. You know, I know my nurses are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I got to use your computer really quick. You know, and I just sneezed, wiped my nose, and touched the computer. I'm like, no. Okay. I see your calls coming in. Donovan is going to answer them right away. But anyway, I think Kim Commando did a good job here. Also, they say keep your hands away. You got to keep your hands away from your mouth and your eyes and nose, especially if they're dirty. All right, we're going to take your calls, and as soon as we get back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code RADIOK. That's RADIOK. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109, 800-999-2109. Call them now, farmfreshflowers.com, code RADIOK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Very good, Doc. Great to hear you. Doing your thing each and every day here. By the way, I just wanted to give a compliment to your phone guy. I tried to ask his name, and I think he got all shy on me. But I just wanted
Donovan.
To say, hey, you're doing a great job, man. So,
yeah, Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan, come on now. Anyway, hey, I had a question for you. Are we dealing with a bunch of germaphobes with all these people saying, you know, wash your hands 10 times a day, you know, when the flu season is around? And also attached to that question, these little hand towel things that these people walk around, the stuff you squeeze in your hand is supposed to evaporate and kill germs. Is that a bunch of bunk, or are we actually, does it actually really work? That was my question for you for the flu season.
Yeah, no. It's a good question. You know, it's kind of funny because I can, as a doctor, be around sick person after sick person and nothing happens to me. And then all of a sudden, there's one that comes into my room and then I am out for a week. You know, I think, you know, it should be linear where, okay, the more you're exposed, the more you're going to get sick, the less you're exposed, the less. But it doesn't work that way. You know, the body is so dynamic. And so because you don't know, you know, if you're going to get the big one or if that bug is going to cause pneumonia. Remember, you know, when we talk about bugs and bacteria, like, for example, strep pneumonia, it's a bacteria that causes ear infections, right. Could cause throat infections, you know, cause some issues. But then and some people will cause a full blown pneumonia. Well, because we have no idea when it's going to hit and how bad, even though we're exposed to it day after day, all we could do in the medical community, or in Kim Komando's case, in the computer community, is say, look, just cover your bases. Now, do I wipe off my keyboard like Kim Komando just suggested? No, I don't. I sneeze and, you know, but again, I'm the only one that touches it, so I feel like I'm immune to my own germs. But honestly, would I let my kids probably touch my computer? No, I'd probably tell them to wash their hands afterwards. Not because germophobic, it's because when they get sick, they get sick. I mean, we're talking, we got to do antibiotics. One went into pneumonia. One we had to give them steroids. So, you know, it's the problem. It all depends on, you know, who you are. And the funny thing is, the people that never get sick, quote unquote, are the ones that usually get hit really, really bad. It's like, you know, the people that get sick all the time, it's here and there. But the ones that really get the whammy are the ones that claim they never get sick.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that that doesn't get sick that often. So
yeah. But the other thing, though, I'm glad you brought up the subject. You know, you sometimes wonder, are we doing too much with all these wipes and antimicrobials? You know, are we making superbugs? Because you wipe off a counter and you kill, you know, millions of bacteria, and a couple of them wake up out of that going, I came out of this one alive. Their progeny is going to probably be super resistant to these antimicrobials. So, yeah, we could be actually doing more harm than we think. The only problem is, again, we're trying to, again, with medicine, it's present day. So we're trying to fight illnesses present day, and there's always sequelae long term in the future.
Doc E. Rock, thanks for your time. Appreciate your show.
No, great call, Mark. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. So, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, do I walk around with wipes wherever I go? No. You know, Fox 5 News locally had done a segment of these 3D glasses in movie theaters and what kind of bugs grow on them. And various studies have been, you know, around saying, well, some of these glasses contain staph and MRSA. Now, MRSA is nasty. You get that bacteria into your system, I mean, it is really difficult to get rid of. Yeah, and you start getting these boils, and then you can pass it to your kids and pass it to your family. And when you got staff in the house, you're trying to bleach down the house, and people have to put the Bactroban, which is kind of similar to triple antibiotic ointment, but stronger. You have to put it on your nose. You have to put it on your anus. I mean, you know, trying to get rid of the MRSA, taking bleach baths, I mean, it's difficult. So a lot of us, we take these bugs for granted. Now, I wash my hands a lot just because I want, you know, well, one, I have to because I'm dealing with patients. Two, I want patients comfortable. I walk in with my hands being cleaned. I wash them and I put the antimicrobial. And I should. My patients come first. I need to make sure they're protected. My hands, they're sometimes, I mean, just completely raw by the end of the day. You know, even if you wear gloves, you still have to wash your hands, you know, and so, you know, my hands are raw, and it's important to show, you know, I don't want my doctor touching me with dirty hands, so, you know, absolutely, in the medical field, but, you know, the rest of us, if you really looked at what you touched out there, doorknobs, toilet seat handles, your cell phone, you know, we talked about sometimes the purse is the dirtiest thing in the house, because where do we put our purse? A lot of times, it's on the ground at work, it's on the ground at the restaurant, you come home, you throw it on the kitchen table. You're dirty. But then again, on the flip side, many of these bugs and germs build up our immune system. You know, when I have some of these kids that are homeschooled, and I think homeschooling is great, but many of them have never been in daycare. Many of them have never been in preschool. Many of them have never been in school. So when they don't get exposed to some of the bugs and the gook that's out there, when they do, you know, go to a grocery store with mom or something and they get coughed on pretty badly, some of these kids get pretty sick. Others don't, but some do. And I noticed some of the kids who have been through daycare do better. Actually, there's been studies saying, you know, these daycare kids that have been exposed to a lot of these bugs actually do a heck of a lot better than ones that were never exposed. Remember, a study also came out a few months back where you are going to be less prone to allergies if you had a dog or puppy when you were a kid. But then when you introduce the dog or puppy later, you know, that's when it could be worse. So, you know, there's lots of arguments both ways. My problem is I don't want anybody being infected with these superbugs. So I would rather err on the side of you being germophobes and try not to get the bugs. But should you put your kid in a bubble? Absolutely not. Okay. All right. Let's go to this story here. Why humans are not naturally nasty. Apparently, research has shown that people are actually more likely to be kind than cruel. Now, I beg to differ. I was in Disneyland, okay? Now, I was born in California. I went to school. Went to UCLA in my senior year, a medical school in California. I love California. I just don't like the drivers, right? I think they're mean to me, and they make me cry. But anyway, researchers at Emory University say humans have a lot of pro-social tendencies. They say even back in the caveman days, there was a biological basis for cooperative behavior. Because otherwise, if not, it was harder to reproduce and pass on our genes. So basically, you know, the male species had to kind of be nice, pretend, you know, had to put up with the woman so he could procreate. So apparently, this research actually was Charles Darwin originally thought that most people in nature were very cruel and lacked morality. And I guess now they're trying to debunk that myth. Now, you know, I think some people really love fairness, empathy, reciprocity. I mean, we talked about this. If you ever feel bad, do something good for somebody, it'll make you feel good. It does, you know. But then other times some people are like, you know what, just, you know, to heck with the guy next to me. Yo, this is my life. This is my lane. You know, like I got so mad at a driver today because he wouldn't let me in. And it could have been dangerous. The road was closing. And I couldn't slow down and back up and get behind him because there was a car behind him. So I'd have to come to a complete stop in the lane. Well, of course, you know, I revved it up and I, you know, went in front of him and I saw him use every gesture in the book. You know, times like that, you think most people are just, you know, I can't say the word, but it rhymes with toll. And, you know, tolls, you know, and it's really frustrating. It's frustrating. But I guess there are, you know, if people's tendencies would be nice, you got to find it, capitalize on it. And don't let them give you the finger because that's when they turn mean. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. And thank Donovan, our hero for the evening work of the dials. I love you, Donovan. All right, guys, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.